KJAN Sports.
It is time for Look at Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at sports this morning as Iowa will be in search of four in a row in the series against Iowa State when the teams collide in Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. The Hawkeyes opened with a lopsided win over Northern Illinois. Iowa senior defensive end Parker Hesse.
You know, nobody's defended anything, and that's how football is. Every year, you know, the season restarts. It's up for grabs. You got to go out and win it if you want that trophy. Just because, you know, we've had it the past 3 years doesn't mean that it's ours to lose or anything. You know, we got to get out there and, get it done.
Sophomore Amir Smith-Marset had the winning touchdown catch in Iowa's overtime victory in Ames last season.
Just going out there and knowing that trophy has a possibility of not staying here for a whole another year, it make you like want to just go out there and say, nah, you can't have it, we're going to keep it. And it just give you that motivation, well, that drive to just keep that trophy here. You always want to be a part of that.
This will be the opener for ISU, which had last week's game against South Dakota State canceled after it was halted early in the first quarter. Iowa defensive tackle Sam Brinks says he's not sure how much of an advantage that'll be for the Hawks.
We think it's positive that we got out there and we got to play a game and went through some adversity and tried to battle back from ups and downs. And for them, you know, they might think they're a little fresher and things like that. So I think it's, you know, to each his own. You know, either team will, you know, have to adjust and play well.
Iowa State quarterback Kyle Kemp led the Cyclones to a stunning victory at Oklahoma in his first start last season, and he'll try to lead the Cyclones to a victory at Iowa Saturday as ISU looks to snap that three-game skid in the series.
You know, the confidence that we can go into a tough environment and, you know, kind of win games like that. But, you know, for me personally, that was just a big confidence moment for me.
Kemp says the Cyclones have confidence that they can perform in a hostile environment.
It'll be a great environment in Iowa. You know, it's a rival game, so there's a different, you know, aspect of that, you know, just with, you know, Oklahoma, they're in conference for us, but Iowa, it's a much different, you know, atmosphere in that aspect.
Kemp says while they did not get to play their opener, just going through a week of game preparation will help.
You know, the fact that we had to have a 7 o'clock game, we went through a full week of a true game practice and got all the way up to that situation. We just take what we learned from that. And maybe for some younger guys, like if they felt like their preparation wasn't good enough coming in this week, now they have another opportunity. But then for us as a team, like, this is just moving on to another week for us.
We'll have that game for you here Saturday on KJAN. You can listen live. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes host this year's battle. We'll be on the air 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the pregame. That's this Saturday. Iowa State has added a cornerback to their class of 2019 as they got a commitment from Florida high school player Kim Manny King. The three-star player from Port Richey, Florida, announced a commitment to the school Wednesday online. King took an official visit to Ames this last weekend, and he chose the Cyclones over other offers from Georgia Southern, Marshall, Western Michigan, Toledo, and some others. 24/7 Sports gives the 5'10", 165-pound prospect a three-star ranking, placing him 187th among cornerbacks in the class of 2019. King becomes the 20th known commitment in the 2019 class for the Cyclones. In NFL news, Earl Thomas hasn't received the contract he's been seeking, but the Seattle Seahawks safety has ended his lengthy holdout in time for the season opener Sunday against Denver. Thomas showed up at the Seahawks facility Wednesday morning and was welcomed back by his teammates. Coach Pete Carroll said he met briefly with Thomas but wouldn't commit to whether Thomas would play in the opener. Thomas is scheduled to make $8.5 million in base salary this season. Elsewhere around the league, the Steelers are done sticking up for all-pro running back Le'Veon Bell, who remains away from the club while waiting to sign his one-year franchise tender. Center Marquise Pouncey called Bell's decision to stay out this long selfish, and guard Ramon Foster questioned how much Bell actually cares about the team. James Conner will start in Bell's place against the Browns in Sunday's opener. Chiefs safety Eric Berry is day-to-day with a heel injury that's kept him out of most of training camp, and his status for Sunday's opener against the Chargers remains in question. The exact nature of the injury has never been disclosed. A police report says a Ravens rookie kicker doesn't remember the circumstances leading to the apparent assault that landed him in the hospital and on the team's reserve non-football injury list. News outlets report Baltimore police twice attempted and failed to speak with Carr Vedvik at the hospital. The police report doesn't reveal what injuries the 24-year-old Norwegian suffered, but said his wallet and his phone were missing. In Major League Baseball action last night, Matt Adams homered twice, and Marcell Ozuna tied a career high with four hits as the Cardinals outscored the Nationals 7-6. Adams had been 3-for-23 with St. Louis before hitting two bombs against the team that traded him last month. Jairo Munoz also went deep, and Miles Michaelis improved to 14-4 despite yielding four runs and 12 hits over 6 2/3 innings. Cardinals jumped out to a quick 6-0 lead and then had to hold off the Nationals 7-6. Cardinals pick up the win. Also in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 3-2. Miami downing Philadelphia 2-1. It was the Mets over the Dodgers 7-3. The Chicago Cubs beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-4. Colorado over San Francisco by a final of 5-3. In the American League, Corey Kluber became the Majors' first 18-game winner of the season as the Indians shaved their magic number to 8 for winning the American League Central by downing Kansas City 3-1. Kluber allowed one run and two hits in 6 2/3 innings before three relievers combined to toss hitless ball. Edwin Encarnacion's RBI grounder broke a one-all tie in the fifth, and that helped Kluber improve to 18-7 on the season. In other American League action, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 10-3, the Angels over Texas 9-3, Houston topping Minnesota 9-1, Detroit over the Chicago White Sox 10-2, Oakland beat New York 8-2, Seattle over Baltimore 5-2. Just one interleague game, Boston rallied back to beat Atlanta by a final of 9-8. In other baseball news, Angels two-way star Shohei Ohtani could require Tommy John surgery after new damage was discovered in his right elbow. The team says surgery was recommended after an MRI Wednesday revealed the problem with his ulnar collateral ligament. Ohtani returned to the mound last Sunday following a nearly two-month absence, but he lasted just 2 1/3 innings amid a drastic drop in velocity during the game. The Japanese native was 4-2 with a 3.31 ERA and 51 2/3 innings over 10 starts this year. Ohtani is also batting 276 with 16 homers and 44 RBIs in 81 games as the Angels' designated hitter. Elsewhere, the Dodgers are expected to be without All-Star closer Kenley Jansen for their weekend series in Colorado after a team cardiologist recommended the right-hander not travel to Denver. Jansen went on the 10-day disabled list last month with an irregular heartbeat and began taking blood-thinning medication. He struggled upon his return, giving up runs in four consecutive outings while taking a loss and blowing two save opportunities. Nationals manager Mike Rizzo is indicating that first-year manager Dave Martinez will return next season. Rizzo told reporters today that he hasn't considered any other scenario other than having Martinez in the dugout in 2019. The Nats open Wednesday's action 69-70, 7.5 games out of first place in the National League East after entering the season as the favorites to win the division. The White Sox say a 32-year-old Chicago man was back home Wednesday recovering from a broken nose after being hit by a foul ball the previous night. The man was injured in the ninth inning of Tuesday's loss to Detroit. He was seated in the first row on the first base side, a guaranteed right field well beyond the netting. Well, the Big 12 Conference, which last season was the nation's most viewed conference, announced its 90-game league slate Wednesday morning. All 18 of Iowa State's Big 12 contests will be aired on the ESPN family of networks. Iowa State will open conference play on Wednesday, January 2nd at Oklahoma State, where the Cyclones have won four of their last five games. The Cyclones' first home conference game will come 3 days later on Saturday, January 5th, when they host Kansas. Iowa State's Big 12 slate features a midweek bye February 11th through the 15th, the first time the league has scheduled midweek byes since the 2014-15 season. The Cyclones will play three Monday night games this season, January 21st at Kansas, February 4th at Oklahoma, and February 25th versus Oklahoma. The Cyclones schedule features a minimum of 18 games against teams that advanced to the NCAA tournament last season, with the possibility of another in the second game of the Maui Invitational. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.